the automatic theorem proving was work on essentially machine reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, that probably was the project that led to or supported the development of what was called QA3 and QA4 demonstration question answering programs showing how classical logic predicate calculus could be used in by a computer automatically and applied to everyday reasoning
mm-hmm.
types of problems. And some of the results, the approaches that were taken there, I would think are parts of the roots of Prolog
mm-hmm.
programming language and some of the current what's currently called logic programming.
Mm-hmm.
The equipment needs probably was supplementing the Shaky project.
Right.
Shaky was a robot controlled by a computer in the days before microcomputers, and it was operated by a combination of minis. It was a PDB-10.
Right.
Doing most of the computing in the back room, and there was a PDB-11 or another front-end computer, and there were various devices to get sensory data into those machines.
Mm-hmm.
I believe NSF provided support for some of the hardware glue, the custom interfaces, ad hoc ways we had to tie together the different machines to get them talking to each other into the sensors and motors.
Mm-hmm.
And the machine perception project, I'm not sure just what part of it was, one of the main areas of our work was how to get a computer to see the robot understanding its environment through a visual sensor was one area of focus. Another was looking at aerial photographs, or interpreting scenes of real world pictures taken through the window.
Mm-hmm.
We developed number of algorithms. So we started with work from the Lincoln Labs and Larry Roberts' early work in vision.
Right.
Ended it, looked at analyzing areas and regions rather than just lines and edges. And again, the key issue that runs through the whole project was how do you relate formal computer analysis to semantics, to the real everyday world.
Mm-hmm.
And my machine perception work continued and evolved over many years at SRI and at Stanford, and spin-offs. Some of the people in the group went to Schlumberger and had a major project there and analysis of well data and other kind of real-world information by pattern recognition programs.
Mm-hmm.